بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك بأن الله لم يك مغيرا نعمة أنعمها على قوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وأن الله سميع عليم.
Verse number 53. That severe punishment is because when Allah favors a people, He does not take it away from them until they change themselves from their pure state of faith, righteousness, and gratitude to a bad state of disbelief in Allah, sin, and ingratitude. Allah hears the statements of His servants and knows about their actions. Nothing is hidden from Him.
كَدَأْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَكُلٌّ كَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ.
Verse number 54. The case of these disbelievers is like that of others who disbelieved in Allah, such as the people of Pharaoh and the communities who rejected Allah before them. They rejected the verses of their Lord, so Allah destroyed them because of the sins they committed. Allah destroyed the people of Pharaoh by causing them to drown in the sea. The people of Pharaoh, as well as the communities before them, were all disobedient. Because of their disbelief in Allah and their association of partners with Him, they therefore deserved the punishment Allah imposed on them.
إن شر الدواب عند الله الذين كفروا فهم لا يؤمنون.
Verse number 55. The worst of those who walk on the earth are those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers, and who would not believe even if every sign was to come to them, they would still persist in disbelief. The means of guidance, such as intellect, hearing, and sight, are of no use to these people.
الذين عاهدت منهم ثم ينقضون عهدهم في كل مرة وهم لا يتقون.
Verse number 56. Some of these Jewish disbelievers agreed a treaty to not fight against you, O Messenger, nor support anyone else in fighting against you. They then break this treaty every time you make it with them. They have no fear of Allah, so they do not fulfill their oaths and do not honor the promises taken from them.
فَإِمَّا تَثْقَفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْحَرْبِ فَشَرِّدْ بِهِمْ مَنْ خَلْفَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 57. If you, O Messenger, face in battle these people who break their pledges, then make a harsh example of them, so that others hear about it, take a lesson from that, and become afraid of fighting you and supporting your enemies against you.
وَإِمَّا تَخَافَنَّ مِنْ قَوْمٍ خِيَانَةً فَانْبِذْ إِلَيْهِمْ عَلَى سَوَاءٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْخَائِنِينَ.
Verse number 58. If you, O messenger, become afraid, due to a sign that becomes obvious to you, that a people with whom you entered into a treaty will betray you and break the treaty, then inform them that the treaty is cancelled, so that they are not unjustly disadvantaged. Do not attack them suddenly without informing them, because doing so will be treachery on your part, and Allah does not love those who are treacherous. Instead, He detests such people, so be careful of treachery.
وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ
Verse number 59. The disbelievers should not think that they have escaped from Allah's punishment, because they cannot do so. Instead, it will surely fall upon them.
وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَّ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَّكُمْ وَآخَرِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَهُمُ اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُهُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ
Verse number 60. Prepare, O believers, what numbers and war equipment you're able to, including keeping trained horses to be used in Allah's path, so you can frighten Allah's enemies and your enemies from among the disbelievers who are eagerly waiting for you to be afflicted with a disaster. You can also frighten others, whom you do not know of, and whose hidden hatred you are not aware of. Allah alone knows them, and He knows what they keep hidden inside themselves. Any wealth you spend, whether a little or much, Allah will replace it for you in this world and will give you the reward for it in full in the afterlife without any reduction. So hurry towards spending in His path.
سلم فاجنح لها وتوكل على الله إنه هو السميع العليم
Verse number 61. If they incline to a truce to give up fighting, then, O Messenger, do the same. Enter into a truce with them and place your reliance and faith in Allah, because He will never desert you. He is the one who hears your statements and knows your intentions and actions. Beneficial points. 1. One of the benefits of the legal punishments for crimes is that they deter many from committing those crimes. They also deter those who have committed them from repeating the offense. 2. One of the characteristics of the believers is that they fulfill the pledges they make with others, unless it is proven that they were treacherous. 3. The Muslims must remain prepared with various types of weapons and plans to frighten the enemy. 4. It is permissible to make peace with the enemy if it is in the best interests of the Muslims.
وَإِن يُرِيدُوا أَن يَخْدَعُوكَ فَإِنَّ حَسْبَكَ اللَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ
Verse number 62. If, by inclining to a truce, their goal is to deceive you, O Messenger, so that they can prepare to fight you, then Allah is sufficient for you against their plot and deception. It is He who strengthened you with His help and with those immigrants and helpers who have faith in you.
وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ
Verse number 63. He brought the hearts of the believers with whom He assisted you together after they were disunited. If you had spent all the wealth on earth to bring their disunited hearts together, you would not have been able to do so. But Allah alone brought them together. He is mighty in His dominion, and nothing can overpower Him. He is wise in His decree, handling of affairs and sacred laws.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ حَسْبُكَ اللَّهُ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
Verse number 64. O Prophet, Allah is sufficient for you against the evil of your enemies, and He is sufficient for the believers who are with you. So trust in Allah and rely on Him.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ حَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى الْقِتَالِ إِنْ يَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ 20 صابرون يغلبوا 200 وإن يكن منكم 100 يغلبوا 1000 من الذين كفروا بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون
Verse number 65. O Prophet, urge the believers on to fight and encourage them to do so with words that will strengthen their determination and lift their spirits. If there are among you, O believers, 20 who are patient in fighting against the disbelievers, they will overcome 200 of the disbelievers. And if there are among you 100 who are patient, they will overcome 1,000 of the disbelievers. That is because the disbelievers are a people who do not understand Allah's custom of aiding His friends and defeating His enemies. They do not realize the goal of fighting, and therefore only fight in order to gain supremacy in the world.
الآن خفف الله عنكم وعلم أن فيكم ضعفا فإن يكن منكم 100 صابرة يغلبوا 200 وإن يكن ألف يغلبوا 2000 بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين
Verse number 66 Now Allah has lightened the burden from you. O believers, since He knows your weakness, He has lightened your burden out of His grace and has made it a duty that one of you remains patient against 2 disbelievers instead of 10. So if there are 100 among you who remain patient in fighting against the disbelievers, they will defeat 200. And if there are 1,000 among you who remain patient, they will defeat 2,000 of the disbelievers with Allah's permission. Allah, with His support and assistance, is with those believers who remain patient.
ما كان لنبي أن يكون له أسرى حتى يثخن في الأرض تريدون عرض الدنيا والله يريد الآخرة والله عزيز حكيم.
Verse number 67. It is not right for a prophet to take captives from the disbelievers who fight against him, until he kills many of them, so that this makes other disbelievers fear fighting him. By taking captives from Badr, O believers, you want to receive ransom, but Allah wants the afterlife for you, which is gained by making religion victorious and powerful. Allah is mighty in His essence, His attributes, and in His domination. Nothing can overcome Him. He is wise in His decree and sacred laws.
لولا كتاب من الله سبق لمسكم فيما أخذتم عذاب عظيم.
Verse number 68. Were it not for a decree from Allah, in which it had already been decided that He would make the gains of war lawful for you and permit you to ransom captives, a severe punishment from Allah would have afflicted you because of the gains of war and ransom you took from the captives at Badr before the coming of revelation from Allah that permitted it.
فَكُلُوا مِمَّا غَنِمْتُمْ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Verse number 69. So consume, O believers, of the gains of war that you take from the disbelievers, because it is lawful for you. Be mindful of Allah by following His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. Allah is forgiving and compassionate towards His believing servants. Beneficial points. 1. The verses contain a promise from Allah to His believing servants and aid them against their enemies. 2. Muslims are obligated to go forward, striving in Allah's path with high spirits, remarkable bravery, unwavering patience, and firm determination. 3. Muslims are obligated to remain patient in front of the enemy unless there is a valid excuse to do otherwise. 4. Allah loves noble things for His servants and dislikes that which is trivial. He therefore urges them to seek the eternal reward of the afterlife. 5. The ransom of captives or their release can only take place after complete domination and authority over the disbelievers is achieved and the supremacy of the Islamic State is demonstrated to others.